Coast Offense Podcast, brought to you by FanDuel.com, the leader in one-week fantasy sports. We are handicapping games against the spread today. This is me, Chris Liss, and Dalton Del Don of Yahoo Sports. And Dalton, you know, this is a different deal this year. You know, we're not playing this year because we entered into the LVS, whatever it used to be, the Las Vegas Hilton. I don't know what it's called now. The LVS Superbook.
Westgate.
So what is it? The LVS Westgate?
I think it's called Westgate, but it's Super Contest is what it is.
We're in the Super Contest, and you just sent me an email. First prize is more than 900 grand. So we were 4-1 last week. You pick five games a week against the spread. We went 4-1. I don't know why we took the Colts. That was a sucker bet if there ever was one.
Ugh.
They were disgusting. But anyway, so we took them, but we won our other four. We're 4-1. There are obviously lots of 5-0 teams. There's a lot of teams in the contest. How many teams are in there? Do we know?
I think it's around 1,800. I'm not positive, but 4-1's very good. That's if we do that every week, we will be in the money. It's a very tiered payout. I mean, it's not just the overall winner. I mean, it goes far, I believe, as far as the payouts.
Oh, yeah. If we're 80%, we won't just be in the money. We will win the 900 grand. I guarantee you that.
Well, that, for sure, yes.
Okay. So we need to keep this up. Now, you know, we're competing against each other for a much smaller amount of money in staff picks. And honestly, I really don't care about that compared to winning this big Superbook contest. And I believe we can do it. I really do believe we can do it. So let's just, without further ado, go and go down the slate. And
Hold on. Couple things. First, me and Mark Stope are going $20 per game this year, which is pretty, you know, I mean, that's not insignificant.
Well, let's say worst case scenario is, you know, he goes like 140 and 100 or whatever it is. And, well, it would be like, you know, 140 and 110, you know, or something in 5-6 pushes. So he's plus 30 and you're minus 30. So what? I mean, you're 30 games out. Is that how it's going to be? Or would it be 60 games? You'd be 30 games out, right? You'd be 30 games behind if you were 110 and 140 and he were 140 and 110. So 30 times 20 is $600, right?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think also, yeah, I guess that's what it would be. But that's not insignificant, $20 per game. I mean,
no, but I'm saying that's like worst case scenario, you lose 600. And most likely, since Stope is horrible, you'll probably win, you know, a couple hundred. But it's not, you know, usually it's like within 10 games, right? It's not that, I mean, $200 is, you know, it's legit, but it's not crazy.
Also, before we get into the against the spread, can we talk about Carlos Hyde for a second? And how much he is a god?
I was totally wrong about him. He looked like Le'Veon Bell. I thought Monte Ball was the comparison because he was this sort of second-year guy who was overhyped as a rookie, and then he didn't beat out the veteran for the job at any point during the season, and then he just inherited the job. You know, he didn't really win it, but that's where the comparison ends. Now, and they're both Big Ten backs, but second-round picks, but now it's Le'Veon Bell is the right comp. This is second-year Le'Veon Bell. This is the dude who's got the job to himself, and, I mean, Bell had it his rookie year too, but and is just, I mean, he looked awesome. I have to say, there's nothing I could say. I'm not going to, like, spin it. I was just wrong.
I got a lot of things. I'm going to get a lot of things wrong, but I had him higher than most in the industry, both entering the year and for my week one rankings. And I actually started questioning myself that I was being far too much of a homer as a Niners guy. But I was at the game last night, so that was basically the sickest thing ever, just watching that in person, what happened. It's only 1 week. It's only, you know, obviously
small
sample.
No, he's a badass, though. He's 220 pounds, and he moves well, and he breaks tackles, and he has good feet, and he's pretty shifty. He's good. He's legitimate.
That spin move was right where he dove into the corner end zone is right where I was sitting, too. So, I mean, that was really probably going to be the highlight of my football season, to be honest. But still, that's why I have to point it out when I can.
All right. Let's not waste any time on your particular personal team and the guys you have and all that other selfish stuff that you want to talk about. Let's talk about these games. Okay.
Fair enough.
Thursday night, we got KC going into Denver. The line is 3 that I have. And, you know, Peyton Manning just looked disgusting. I mean, it was just like, dude, I know that a quarterback who's a pocket passer doesn't need to be mobile, but there is a floor of mobility that every NFL player needs to have. And I'm not sure that he might be beneath that floor looking at him move in that game.
So when I go over my win-loss projections before the season, I go over every team's schedule. And I know that's kind of, you know, crazy. Things change later in the year and all that stuff. But, you know, I look at the schedule. And if I project the Chiefs to win this game, here's what I've been doing. You tell me if I'm crazy, Liz. If the spread is 3 points or less, I simply just go with that team that I projected to win before the season started. And now one crazy little curveball here is this. The extra points are apparently going to be a little bit more exciting than in general, than in the past. But I projected the Chiefs to win this game before the season, and now it's a 3-point spread. Peyton Manning might be done, so I'm leaning toward the Chiefs.
All right, I had circled Denver, but I will go KC if you feel strongly about it. That doesn't sound very strong, just that you happen to have said that before. And I don't. This is the Stopa argument. This is a very bad argument, because if you think the Chiefs are going to win the game, do you think there's a 100% chance the Chiefs are going to win the game? What percent chance do you think that the Chiefs are going to win the game?
Oh, like, right, 58%.
Okay. So there's a 58% chance that the Chiefs, according to you, win the game, and a 42% chance that Denver wins the game, right?
Right.
But then what is the chance that Denver either
loses by,
three, two, right, or one, right? I mean, it's got to be, you know, you only got 8% to get back to even now, right? So the idea that, like, the team that wins, that's the end of the discussion when there's a small line. If the team that wins is only likely to win by a small percentage, of course the points matter, right? I mean, that's just...
And this line opened, apparently, at Denver -1.5.
Interesting. So it actually went up.
We're looking at the same thing, the Vegas Insider, right?
So looking at this site I have that's much faster and easier and more just as the general lines. We'll get down to the, you know, if it moves half a point. When I write Beating the Book, I average a bunch of lines. But I'm just looking at the site called footballlocks.com.
All right, well, Vegas Insider says that Denver opened at 1.5. That might have been 3 months ago. I'm not positive about that. But either way, that's a
pretty significant. It's weird that the line went, yeah, oh, I see, because Denver's the underdog. Right, it went up because Denver looked like crap and KC
looked great, good, right? No one over 8 1 week, but obviously Kansas City.
Here's why I like Denver. Their D is really good.
Really good. Yeah. Really good.
And their corners are really good. I think Alex Smith's going to get eaten alive. And I don't know. Peyton might be
Thursday
done.
Night home team, though. I mean, doesn't that really matter when you're a home team maybe on that short week?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. If you want KC, I'll take it. I don't really care. I'm not big on this one. I would have probably taken Denver, but I would take KC if you want.
Oh, no, we're definitely avoiding this.
Yeah, we're avoiding this. I mean, so we'll just take different teams in our spread. Okay, whatever. We disagree on that. Let's go to the next one. And ones that matter that we like, because that's the only ones that are bettable anyway. I mean, you know, so many of these are just 50-50. But that logic that you think they're going to win and it's a small line, that's not a good lot. That's not good logic. So because you got to add the chance that you're wrong plus the spread.
Totally agree. Okay. I understand. All right. Yeah.
Second game, we got Houston +3.5 at Carolina. Who do you like in that one? I know who I like.
Well, I thought it was just 3 points, and I was going with my same exact logic with Carolina. So I only have about
It might be three. This is just the lines that I'm looking at as of Tuesday at 2 p.m. on this one particular site. I will have specific lines for the Beating the Book, which may not be exactly these lines. And then, of course, the Las Vegas, whatever the competition we're in, we're going to have to look at that too.
Right. Well, I only have 2 to maybe 2.5 teams that I'm kind of looking at for the Super Contest, so hopefully
you want to skip that one. I like Houston a little bit, but not enough to put him in the Super Contest.
Absolutely not. Yeah, I like Carolina just a little at 3, but 3.5, that might actually change. That's definitely a 50-50 one for me.
Okay, all right. Next, we won't get deep into it. Tampa is +10.5 at New Orleans. Who do you like in that one?
I think the Saints are going to be my survivor pick this week. I think they are going to bounce back. But I hate taking it, you know, going against a team that just looks so bad. So everyone's going to be against Tampa Bay after their week one, just total blowout. So leaning toward laying the points here, but I don't love it against the spread.
Yeah, I'm laying the wood too. I don't know if this is a Super Contest one, but man, I don't know if those Tampa's ready for the season. And going to New Orleans is always tough. Maybe I'm wrong. It's a lot of points for a New Orleans team that did not play well, but playing in Arizona is also very tough. So I think they bounce back and roll. I think this one gets out of hand. Although, I don't know, they're division rivals. It's not crazy to take Tampa, but I'll take New Orleans. I don't want it as one of my five, though. We got San Francisco +5.5 at Pittsburgh. What do you got there?
I originally leaned toward my Niners, but then the more I thought about it, even without Le'Veon Bell and Martavis Bryant, Pittsburgh, this is just kind of a joke for the Niners having to travel across the country after playing a Monday night game when Pittsburgh is coming off a Thursday night game. So I think the Steelers actually cover the spread here.
Interesting. The travel is what does it for you, because I think you take San Francisco. I mean, Pittsburgh's getting credit for being something.
They were in that game. They were totally in that game.
They were in that game, but their D looked terrible again. And, you know, they'll make some plays, but San Francisco's D looked good. Right, I know that the offense they were playing, they were supposed to be good. Adrian Peterson's back, and Teddy Bridgewater's second year, and Charles Johnson and Mike Wallace, you know, Kyle Rudolph's back. It was supposed to be a decent offense, and they killed them. And I have to say, you know, Pittsburgh will move the ball, but I think San Francisco and Carlos Hyde are going to move the ball on Pittsburgh, no problem.
Well, I like it. I hope you're right.
We won't make that the thing, but whatever. I'm not wedded to any of these. This is just my first take, okay? Then we got Detroit +3 at Minnesota. This might be one of mine, but go ahead. Who do you like there?
Oh, interesting, because I don't have a feel at all for this. This is one of those same things. Two even teams with the home team, the 3-point spread. So it's just like I will default to the home team.
I think Detroit's better, man. Detroit had a better year last year. They were killing San Diego and they fell apart. But Minnesota's just this team that's really trendy. Everyone likes them, theoretically.
You're a Bridgewater hater.
I mean, I don't hate him. I just think, like, what has he done? I mean, why are people getting so excited about this guy?
I don't know. It was a pretty impressive rookie year when you look at the extra stats. There are some things that point to him being,
he's okay. I'm not saying that he's not Blake Bortles or Derek Carr, where he's dead on arrival, but I don't think that he's, also poised for stardom. I think, maybe he'll end up being okay, but Detroit they were good last year. They're only getting.
You're also a Stafford hater, so that's interesting.
I hate Stafford, yeah, but Detroit was good last year despite Stafford.
Yeah, and they lost.
Okay, so whatever. Let's move on. We got Arizona at Chicago. Arizona is favored on the road by 2.5. You have a feel for this game?
Yes. I actually like the Bears. I'm actually going to fight for this being one of our picks.
All right. I'm not going to fight you on it. I want to look what I circled when I looked at it. I kind of circled Arizona. You and I disagree on everything. But go ahead. Give me your case for the Bears.
I don't know. They actually kind of – I mean, I packed the Packers in Survivor last week, and believe me, I was sweating it to the very end. They looked competent. I mean, Matt Forte looked great. Arizona traveling across the country. I mean, after they looked really good, right, against the Saints. So kind of a contrarian pick. I would love it if it was 3 points. But I'll take the home team here.
All right. I'll buy it. I'm not against it. I wasn't strong in Arizona. Okay, fine. We'll take Chicago. That's one of our five. Lock it in. Next one, we got Tennessee at Cleveland as a pick'em. Who do you like in that?
I don't feel strongly about this one, unfortunately. Tennessee's obviously coming off a dominant performance. What did Mariota had 4 touchdown passes at halftime? They were up 35-7 or something on the road. Pretty crazy. Cleveland coming off a tough game on the road against the Jets. So I would probably default, actually, and again go contrarian. Cleveland opened as 3.5-point favorites. Now, as you said, it's a pick'em. So I would just go the Browns as the home team here. Probably way against the public, I would guess.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the public sucker side and take Tennessee. I just think, what if, Tampa may be terrible, but what if Tennessee's just actually decent? And Cleveland, I mean, who's playing quarterback for them this week?
That was my main bet in Las Vegas. I bet heavily on the Browns under 6.5 wins, so I hope you're right.
I think sometimes, one can get clever and say, well, look, everyone's going to be on Tennessee. They think people are like have hope for them, and Cleveland's a pathetic, hopeless franchise, so they're going to tough it out. And that does happen a lot in the NFL. But, I mean, I don't know who's going to win this game. I think Tennessee's going to win it.
I wouldn't fight you. I wouldn't fight you on this one either.
All right. Again, we can consider it for the five if we're stuck, but I would take Tennessee. This podcast is brought to you by FanDuel.com, the leader in one-week fantasy sports. Week one's in the books. How'd your team do? Did you win money? I actually did win a little bit of money in FanDuel. I think I was a net loser by about $5 or $10. I can't remember because I had baseball going and stuff. I had one contest where I had Mariota and Kendall Wright, and I Jets D, Austin Safarian Jenkins, where I thought for a moment I might have a chance for some real money, but Dez Bryant got hurt and kind of killed that. But I still made $40. If you are interested in doing a FanDuel one-week contest, you can go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You can use my code LISS, L-I-S-S, LISS, and sign up now. Special offer for new users. Every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Offers only good for the first 50 people that use my code LISS today. Don't forget to use my code LISS. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. Next one, you got San Diego +3.5 at Cincinnati. Who do you like there?
Yeah, I wish this was 3 points. So, that's a tough one for me. I probably will just probably take the points.
God, you and I just cannot agree on anything. I like Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati's good. I mean, I think, with those weapons back, with A.J. Green and Tyler Eifert healthy, and Gio and Jeremy Hill and the good offensive line and the defense is good, I think they're going to win. I think they're going to be tough at home. They're going to win this by, you know, 7 or 10.
I wouldn't fight you on that one.
All right. You got St. Louis minus 3.5 at Washington. Who do you like there?
Definitely going ugly here. I mean, the Rams defense might be terrifying. There's no question about that. I think they're the real deal. I think they might be the top two or three fantasy defense this year. But I'm going to take Washington. And I mean, who would in the world would back this ugly home dog?
I circle Washington, too. I they weren't that bad. Their run D is actually not bad last year. At least it was good. Their passing D is terrible. But if St. Louis doesn't, you know, I don't really trust their passing game. Foles had a decent game last week, but I don't know if, you know, this is something you can count on. And I think, you know, St. Louis can be beat in the passing game. I think they can maybe throw downfield on them. So
I believe Washington entered the fourth quarter with a lead against the Dolphins last week.
Yeah. I mean, they're crap. Don't get me wrong. And they're just like horrible franchise that's rotten from the top. But I think I would take them plus 3.5 at home. I think that's okay. So that might be one of them. I mean, God, that's going to be horrible rooting for that. Okay. Then we got Atlanta plus 2 at the Giants. What were your thoughts on this?
Okay. This is actually one that I actually did circle. So I want your thoughts on this. Okay. So Giants coming off an obvious just total disaster. But I mean, Atlanta.
I don't know if you read what I wrote about it. It's more of a disaster than.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst things that's ever happened in a long time.
Yeah, five people in my 27-person survivor pool had Dallas, so it was very frustrating. I wasn't one of them.
Yeah, that's a piece of shit.
Yeah, that was very frustrating.
Those people don't deserve it. They don't deserve to be in that pool anymore.
I just don't understand.
I really think that Tom Coughlin had a Dallas survivor entry in a big money pool because he could not. There's just no way he's that stupid. There's just no way he's that stupid.
Insane. Jennings was instructed not to score, and then Manning.
But I hate that, the Jennings thing, because that really obscures what the stupidity that to this day, Tom Coughlin has no idea. It has not even occurred to him that kicking the field goal was the stupidest thing to do. Forget about the bad call on third down.
Well, and Eli, how about a rollout? Just lay down.
No. I don't actually think that was the right move to lay down, because then you lay down on the 7, and what do you then? Then you got to kick a field goal.
Oh, good point. So you're saying it's just obviously just gone for it on 4th and 1.
Of course you go for it. You have 50% chance at least of scoring, and it's game over. It's over when you score, right? And if you don't, they get it at the 1. And
that means Dallas is way less likely to try to
play for the field goal. Yeah. Worst case, you go into overtime, and it's 50-50. And
without Dez Bryant,
the 1 instead of kicking off, and they started the 28.
Without Dez Bryant,
yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, anyway, okay, let's move on. People, we got to get to these picks. All right, so Atlanta is okay. So who do you like? The Giants. I think that
you already got that from. I didn't even say it, but yes,
yeah, because,
Falcons.
Well,
I like the thought. Hey, I only made one Super Bowl prop before the season. It was the Falcons at 40-1. I like Vic Beasley. I think their defensive line is going to create more pass rush this season. And I mean, obviously Julio Jones, I think, is going to be a monster, and they look pretty good Monday night. I think the Falcons have a chance to make the playoffs at 40-1. They were by far the biggest team that stood out to me as far as Super Bowl props, but traveling after a short week and the Giants on outdoors. Yes. Less than a field goal. I like the Giants as one of our super context picks.
Okay, sure. I'll do it. I don't know. I mean, it's so dispiriting to lose like that. And really, they got lucky. I mean, they got these fluky plays to get them in that position to win in the first place. But I do think that, you know, Beckham will go off against this Atlanta secondary, and they'll open some things up. I'll take the Giants. I'm with that, too. Okay, we got Baltimore laying 7 at the Raiders. How about that one?
Well, I give you props for last week, because you're the one that said to go Bengals at Oakland, and I was kind of on the fence, and it was clearly the right choice. And now the spread is not 3.5, it's 7. But I'm kind of leaning toward the same thing. I mean, this Raiders team is just terrible, and the Ravens nearly won in Denver. So I know it seems like a sucker deal laying that many points on the road, but I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Yeah, I will too. Although Baltimore really does not have very much on offense to put up points. I mean,
no receivers.
No receiver. I mean, Steve Smith. I mean, come on. The people drafting Steve Smith, that's just laughable at this point. He's the only guy there. Yes. And he's
I was with you on that.
Yeah, I know. All right. How about we got Miami laying 6.5 at Jacksonville? Which side are you on that?
Man, again, Miami, I think, was losing entering the fourth quarter against Washington. So Blake Bortles preseason didn't exactly translate in the last week, but I'm still going to go ugly here and take the home dog.
I'm with you. I don't know why. Jacksonville, I mean, their offense sucks. I mean, it just sucks. But
Yeldon actually had some shifty moves. He didn't look so bad.
Yeah, well, it's not really Yeldon. I mean, the running back is never, you know, I just mean like their passing game is just terrible. I mean, Bortles is just bad. He just makes stupid mistakes. Yeah. And Miami, you know, is just like Carolina. They're a tough defense. But I'm also going to take Jacksonville just because I think this will be an ugly game and hopefully it will stay close. How about this is the one that gave me the most trouble of all of them, actually, is Dallas plus 5.5 at Philly.
Wow, really? This is probably my best bet of the week.
Hilarious. So you like Dallas, I take it?
Very well. Yes, I do. I mean, Dez Bryant, is he worth 2.5 points?
Yeah. I mean, in this kind of situation. I mean, Philly's front seven's pretty good. Dallas will run it okay. They'll dink and dunk like they did against the Giants. But their D kind of sucks. I mean, they're really going to keep up with Philly.
And a 55 over-under means that the points mean less.
Yeah.
And I admit that for sure. But these are division rivals. It should be a three-point spread. And I don't know, 5.5 points. I think Dallas could easily win outright. I don't know. I'm definitely – even if Philly dominates and it's a backdoor cover. I mean, again, the Eagles played on Monday night. So I think
how much Cowboys data do you have on that Monday night point? You keep hammering on the short week. Is that a legit thing?
Maybe it's anecdotal. I don't know. I do think it matters.
Okay. I mean, we got to look into that because I'm not sure that we should be basing these decisions unless we can see that there's, you know, a real drop off based on the play.
Well, it can't help. I mean, they were on the road, you know.
Yeah,
recently.
But I mean, the lines should be baked into the lines, right? Because there's got to be sharps who are studying all that stuff, and if like they would just hammer it, right? I guess maybe there's enough volume with NFL that they don't care. It's just they set the line where they set the line. You know, and my initial thought was Dallas, and I'll you know, I don't know. We'll see what I do in the write-up. But I thought, like, man, this, you know, Philly, they wear you out. They're at home. You know, Romo's a very good quarterback, but he's not magic. And these other guys, Terrence Williams is kind of a one-dimensional straight-ahead guy, and Cole Beasley is a little, you know, possession receiver. What are they going to do? You know, who are they going to go to? Philly should just take it to them. Although, you know, Sam Bradford might suck. We don't even know.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys have a chance of actually winning this game outright, personally.
Of course they have a chance. It's 5.5-point spread. It's not, you know, 14. All right.
But I mean, you would never, like, in any case, you would never consider Philly in Survivor, correct?
Not this week, I wouldn't. But, like, if it were last week, it wouldn't be that. I wouldn't. I still wouldn't. Okay, let's go with I kind of like Philly there. But let's go Seattle and Green Bay. The line is Green Bay's favored by 3.5 at home. What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I don't have any thoughts. This is one of those 50-50s. You can talk me into one way or the other.
I like Green Bay. I just don't think Seattle's as good as they were. And I know Stopa kind of said this about their D. They're missing a couple safeties. Earl Thomas is playing, but he's banged up. And Cam Chancellor's holding out. And, you know, and I just don't know that, you know, that they're going to be as good. And Green Bay, to me, is just, you know, Aaron Rodgers is the best player in the NFL, and as long as he's healthy, they're an elite team, and they're, you know, they're laying a little extra half there, but they should have beat them. They beat the crap out of them in Seattle in the playoffs. They got just totally lucky and
dominated them.
Mike McCarthy just totally gave that game away, but I think they're the better team, and they're home.
What are your thoughts on James Jones, by the way?
Whatever. He's going to be involved, you know. I mean, you know, maybe if he gets 70 catches and, you know, 900 yards and 8 touchdowns, that's possible. But I'm not excited about it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't either, but I looked dumb week one.
Well, I mean, you know, he scored a couple of short touchdowns. You know, it's no big deal. All right, so, and then finally the Monday night game, the Jets at Indy. I'm pretty strong on this one. Who do you like?
Interesting you're strong on this, because this is a 50-51 for me, so you can talk me into this. I picked the Colts to make the Super Bowl. They obviously looked terrible week one, and the Jets looked pretty good. So this spread seems about right to me.
Yeah, I like Indy to roll. I think at home they always play better at home, and you know, the Jets with Revis may be a little more dangerous, but I just think Andrew Luck is going to pull away from him. You know, Fitzpatrick will maybe keep up for a little while, but I think they're going to light him up. Personally, they have so many weapons, and Revis, like, who's he going to guard? You know. I mean, is he going to guard Andre Johnson, shut him down? I mean, big deal. He shuts himself down.
Calm down. with my Stopa pick, everyone's killing my Andre Johnson. Didn't feel too great about that after week.
Well, I'm in trouble in that league already. I lost a short bench. I don't even know what I'm going to do for the next 7 weeks. So that was bad.
I didn't know you had him. Yeah, I don't know the Jets. I just feel like it could be, with Brandon Marshall and Decker, I could see a backdoor cover here. But you could totally talk me into.
Picks. So which ones are we definitely going to do? You want the Giants? We'll take them. We're going to go Washington ugly, right? We're going to take that.
I like the Cowboys.
You want Chicago as one of the big ones?
Yes.
So Chicago, Washington, the Giants, those three, right?
Yes.
Man, I kind of like Tennessee.
Oh, I'm totally fine with that.
Okay,
that's fine.
I'm not going to finalize that now, but I kind of just think sometimes the obvious is just the obvious, It's just, okay. It's like the Jets last week against the Browns. It was like, God, it's so obvious. All of us like the Jets, and three of us made the Jets their best bet. And you know what? They covered easily. I mean, sometimes it's just the obvious is what happens. And then we're sort of at an impasse. You like Dallas. If you really feel strongly, I'll do it. But I kind of think Philly's – I kind of liked Philly there, but not strongly.
Okay, we have a couple days, but yes, okay. Dallas would be my other pick.
So we're definitely going to lock in three. We're locking in Washington. We're locking in the Giants. And we're locking in –
The Bears.
Okay, I'm good with all three of those.
Okay, me too. Yeah, so we'll work on. I mean, we have a couple days, but yeah, this I actually feel like the lines were tight this week. It wasn't nothing jumped out at all.
Yeah, I don't see anything like glaringly easy. But sometimes they come to you midweek, though. Sometimes you let them steal,
definitely,
and you just like you're like, you know what? I really actually like this. So, all right, man. Well, yeah, I hope the rest of your picks suck, but let's get these five right because. 900K is no joke, dude. It's no joke.
No, it would be a decent addition to the bank account.
I was already talking about it. I forgot that I have to split it with you. And
yeah, I'm already spending the money as if we won.
Right. I'm like, okay, so what do we have after taxes? Like 300 each, something like that. And then I think I would take 50 and just blow it, on just whatever thing I want. And then the other 250, I probably invest. That's probably how I do it. I know you do the opposite. You blow the 250 and invest 50, right?
Oh, I would have none left within 6 months.
Right. None left. You just have a drug problem, and that's it.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Dalton. Well, I appreciate you coming on. This is the Beating the Book segment of East Coast Offense, and I'd like to do this every week. I mean, I think it's going to be a good way to do our picks, too.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, cool. Dalton Dodon of Yahoo Sports. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks for having me, Chris.
This is East Coast. This is the East Coast Offense podcast. It's brought to you by FanDuel.com, the leader in one-week fantasy sports.